When you find yourself falling from the sky in GTA 5, it can pretty much mean instant death upon impact, so be sure to check out our parachute in GTA 5 guide. Ever since the dawn of 3D GTA titles, it has been a common pastime for players to ignore the main missions within each game, find the tallest mountain, building, or structure in the game and proceed to hurl themselves off just for kicks. This would usually lead to a lengthy plummet to the ground below, and when you reached the ground, the player would be met with a pretty visceral scene, sounds like a hoot, right? If you know, you know, image source. Well, this pastime has since evolved, and in GTA 5 not only can you use parachutes to land safely to the ground without taking damage, you can also use them to navigate through the air and land in precise areas. In fact, there are a series of challenges that a player can complete while using a parachute, which involves steering yourself through checkpoints and landing on a target marker on the ground. Image source. Though you may be wondering, how do I even use a parachute in GTA 5? Well, thankfully we have put together an easy to follow guide that will have you gliding through the sky and making a controlled fall towards the ground in no time. You just never know when you'll need to bail out of a plane, and it's best to know how to open your parachute, so here is our guide to parachutes in GTA 5. Where do you get a parachute in GTA 5? Can't open your parachute if you don't have one, right? Well, there are a few ways that you can acquire a parachute within GTA 5. The most simple and accessible way is to find your local ammunition store. From here you'll be able to purchase a freshly packed parachute for a reasonable price. However, you may not be flushed with cash right now and need a free parachute. Well, you're in luck, because you can pick one up at the last railway station at Mount Kiliad, which just so happens to be a great place to throw yourself off, go figure. Image source. Opening your parachute. The first thing you need to do is choose where you plan to jump, so get yourself somewhere nice and tall to leap off and line up your jump with the right analog stick. Then once you feel you are ready, run towards the edge, and before you step off, press the square button for PS4 or the X button for Xbox to jump off. Image source. You'll now be free falling toward the rock hard ground, so it's time to learn how to open your parachute. You can control the direction of your free fall with the left stick, so take a moment to enjoy the rush of skydiving, and when you're ready, press the X button on PS4 or the A button on Xbox to open your parachute. If this worked, then congratulations, you successfully prevented yourself from becoming a puddle on the ground below. Controlling your parachute. Now that you have deployed your parachute, this is where you really gain control of your flight path. You can still steer your parachute with the left analog stick, and you can make sharp turns by using the L1/R1 buttons for the PS4 and the LB/RB buttons for the Xbox. This gives you a great deal of control of your movement and makes landing exactly where you need to a breeze. Image source. You can also take in the view with the cinematic mode by holding down the circle button for the PS4 or the B button for the Xbox. Also, if you suddenly get the urge to plunge to your death, you can cut your parachute using the triangle button for PS4 or the Y button for the Xbox. Just bear in mind that this isn't Call of Duty Warzone, you don't have infinite parachutes, so be prepared for a hard landing. It's also worth noting that if you drive off a cliff while riding a motorcycle, you can still deploy a parachute. Sadly, you will lose your bike in the process, but in some scenarios, it can be the difference between a smooth landing and being involved in a fiery explosion. Where is the parachute jumps in GTA 5? As we mentioned, there are a series of dedicated parachute jumps that you can participate with in GTA 5 that are scattered across the map. While you may stumble across one or two naturally on your travels, it can be tricky to find all the locations, so here is a list of all the jumps within the title and a map showing all the locations. Image source. Damned if you don't. Photo finish. Turbine terror. Falling mouse. Bank bailout. What goes up? The decline. Runaway train. Aim for the fairway. Carving the mountain. Fall of the Alamo. Pacific tour. Razor rock dive. So that's our guide to using a parachute in GTA 5. Did you find all the information that you were looking for? Which one of the parachute jumps is your favorite? Where in GTA 5 is most fun to skydive from? Let us know in the comments, and thank you for reading.